Don't go anywhere. We still got to make our picks for next week on the UPMC High School Football Show. Brought to you by Root Sports on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Now, once more, here's John Phillips.
All right. Picks. Do I really want to go over these? I guess I have to. Matt was 4-1 last week. I was 3-2. No surprise. Matt leads 28-7. He's 28-7 on the year. I'm 25-10. So he's got a three-game lead on me. We don't know who's playing who, so what Matt and I are going to do is predict who we think will win WPIL gold this year. I'm going to start in Quad A. I've got to put Pittsburgh Central Catholic in there. And, you know, God, Upper St. Clair, North Allegheny, North Allegheny, Upper St. Clair. I think North Allegheny and Central Catholic play in a game for the ages. One bye! Pittsburgh Central Catholic, they'll be your Quad A champions. Triple A, I'm going to go with Central Valley to play Franklin Regional. And I'm picking the Panthers. You know, back in 2005, Franklin Regional won their WPIL championship and state title. That was the year they won both in 2005. And I was hesitant to pick them against TJ that year. I'm going to go with Greg Botta and the Franklin Regional Panthers. I don't know why, but I'm going to go with them in winning WPIL gold in AAA. In AA, wow, again, Aliquippa, Seton LaSalle, Jeanette, really solid teams. I'm going to say it's going to be Aliquippa versus Seton LaSalle with Aliquippa winning the AA title. And in single A, it'll be Stowe Rocks and Clairton with the Bears winning a third championship and fourth in 5 years. So again, Clairton in single A, Aliquippa in double A, Franklin Regional in triple A, Pittsburgh Central Catholic in quad A. Quickly, Matt Popchuk, Mr. High School Sports.
Great minds think alike, John, at least in the two lower classifications. I think it'll be Clairton and Stowe Rocks in single A. The Division I talent on Stowe Rocks will let them give Clairton a game. Having said that, the way Clairton goes, I could see them winning that game 8-0 in a game that is never as close as it looks on the scoreboard. So, anyway, I think those two teams are going to meet, however. And AA, Aliquippa is clearly the best team in the classification. I like Kevin Hart, and I also am a very big fan of Seton LaSalle's offense. They have shown me a thing or two. Luke Brumbaugh getting it done at quarterback this year. Those two are going to play for the title. Aliquippa will make it right. They will make good on past losses, and they will win this year. Quad A, I'm going to be a big boy and stick with my pick from the beginning of the season. Central Catholic, to me, is still the team to beat with Perry Hills slinging the rock and Damian Jones-Moore having a big year on the ground. The Toledo recruit recently committed to that school. Upper St. Clair is a team that I've always liked all year. I'm a big Dakota Conwell fan. I think he's coming into his own. I think the Panthers are peaking at the right time. So I'm going to stick with Central Catholic over Upper St. Clair. And in AAA, Central Valley, to me, is the team to beat right now, so I'm going to amend my pick from the beginning of the year. Central Valley will get to Heinz Field, and I'm going to go with Knock, the team that maybe gave them the best game of the teams that Central Valley beat in the playoffs last year. But let me qualify that statement. If Andrew Rumberg-Goodlin is not healthy, I'll put Montour in there against Central Valley. But my official pick is Central Valley and Knock, and what the heck, I'll take Central Valley to repeat.
Is that it? That's it. All right.
Oh, yeah, and Brashear wins the City League.
All right, Brashear wins the City. I'm going to go with University Prep.